philosophies in my experience and my experiment. Greetings, humans. Carly Nimmo here. I am going to talk about something today that actually I don't talk about that often here. I bring it up on my Instagram feed every now and then, but I don't remember the last time I did a podcast episode around this. And this, it is body image. Body image is what I want to talk about today, because it is something that has taken up way too much mental real estate for me over the past 20 years. It's something that I would honestly say I have thought about every single day, multiple times, during the last particularly 20 something years, probably 25 years. And I'm just kind of done with it. And I feel like a lot of women struggle with their body image, whether they are 20 kilos overweight like me, or, or thin and feel like they don't have enough curves. I've never met a woman who is completely, you know, has always been completely satisfied with their physicality, which is just devastating, really. And I think there's multiple reasons for that. One is safety, you know, like often having an attractive, desirable body from external standards. And when I'm talking about external standards, I'm talking about societal, you know, the pressure that we get societally through the media, you know, to reach these body ideals, which are forever shifting if we look through time. They've gone from, you know, if you look back through time to the Renaissance period, women were like me, bigger, curvaceous, you know, not, you know, it wasn't smooth skin, wasn't required. It's like the lumps and bumps were all part of the beauty of being a woman. And we've seen everything from that to the, you know, the heroin chic 90s when I grew up, when it was all about having a thigh gap and, you know, basically, like looking like you hadn't eaten ever. And those kind of, those messages are really damaging. And even the Renaissance message, like it's fitting for me, but for a woman who would love nothing more than curves, that is also damaging, right? But I feel like the issue in society is more around fat phobia, because the thinner ideal has always been front and center, at least throughout my lifetime. And probably my nana's lifetime, you know? And I've been thinking a lot about just the things that we say on a day-to-day basis and how that sets our children up to hate their own bodies. You know, I have a lot of people around me say, oh, but I would never say anything about my child's body, you know, particularly when they have girls. I wouldn't poke anything out about their bodies. Yet they'll stand there and pick apart their own and say things like, oh, you know, oh, I'm just, oh, I'm feeling so fat, like, oh, I'm 75 kilos, oh, gross, you know? And like, as someone who's 90 kilos, that's actually kind of insulting. Like, have some awareness when you're talking about your body around the, like, it's just not appropriate to say stuff like that anymore, you know? Like, it's just not. To base how you feel about yourself on weight is futile. And as someone who has yo-yoed over the years, and I have been down at my BMI ideal weight and have fluctuated, you know, I spent 10 years punishing my body, you know, working out 2-3 hours a day, eating a calorie restricted diet just to fit into an ideal. And even then I never got there, or I got there fleetingly, but actually what I noticed was I didn't change much, you know, like I still didn't like myself. And I guess the last 10 years in particular has been a journey, 10 to 12 has been a journey of, like, as I've spoken about 7 gazillion times, getting to know, like, and trust myself. And that was on a spirit level, like on the basis of who I am as the spirit element of the human, you know, or the human side of the spirit. I had to learn to trust myself and like myself. And, you know, and then now I feel like I've done that. My body is naturally just, I'm also naturally liking it more. And I don't think it's about body positivity so much as it is about neutrality, about getting to a place where it just doesn't take up any real estate, where you're not thinking, oh God, you know, I'm eating this bag of Cheetos and I can't stop, and this is going to have such a negative impact on my body. Like, I had so much fear around food, so much, I felt like people were always judging me for my choices. You know, like even when I'm in the supermarket, I would be walking around and my trolley isn't full of crap. I actually eat, for the most part, a pretty good diet. And when I'm walking around the supermarket, I'm often, you know, I might put in a bag of, you know, like chips or something, and think that people are looking and they give a shit. Like, they're going to be looking, judging me. Oh yeah, chips, of course, because she's fat. You know, I mean, that's fucking ridiculous. The amount of space that this hating on my body and this obsession with food has caused me, like, it's just been a total waste of energy. And so I've been practicing finding things that I like about my body. I've been practicing, just like more acceptance. Because really, it doesn't fucking matter. No one's going to get to the end of, you know, I'm not going to get to the end of my life, and the thing that people remember about me most is that I had a good body. You know, that's not the life that I'm here to live. Maybe for some people it is. Maybe that is. But for me, it's not, right? Like, I want to impact people. I want to make them feel something when they're around me. And that has actually nothing to do with how I look. You know, so I guess, like, what I want to say is, watch how you're speaking about other people. Watch how you're speaking about yourself. This stuff is learned. We learn to hate our bodies. We don't hate them. You know, I don't think I hated mine until I was probably 19. I was slowly learning to hate it, but I didn't actually hate it until around then. And there were multiple reasons for that. There were societal reasons, for sure. There was also, you know, my body attracted, or it actually didn't. It's nothing to do with my body, but there was unwanted, you know, like attention and abuse from men. And so I almost disconnected from my body because it was safer for me to live up in my head and disconnect from it almost. And I think that was a trauma response for me, because I have experienced a lot of abuse over the years. It's a trauma response to disconnect. And so really, it's just a practice. It's been a practice for me of just coming back into my body and, you know, learning to be okay with who I am and how I look. And that takes a lot of work. But I guess I want to, you know, I don't know if I've said this yet, but part of the reason I think that there's been a reluctance to lose weight for me has been because I don't want people coming up to me in front of my daughter and saying, oh, you look great, have you lost weight? Because I feel like that is such a damaging message. It's such a damaging message. And as women, we may think that, and then we need to look at why we think that. Because actually, at this point in time, I think I look fucking great as a very full size 16, 90 kilo woman. I feel like I look fucking great. And the best thing I ever did was fill my feed with women, like of all shapes and sizes, that are confident and, you know, positive about their bodies. Like, that has been one of the best things I've ever done, is just fill my feed with people of all shapes and sizes who are comfortable in their bodies or appear to be. Because we can be beautiful at any size, and weight isn't something that attributes to beauty or not. You know, beauty is something that lives within us and radiates externally. But for me, it's more about confidence that's the attractive part. So, and that comes, that's a byproduct of practicing self-acceptance and celebrating diversity. Yeah, so watch my, it's not really advice, but I would say, you know, like what we all could be doing differently is just having awareness of how we're perceiving other people, what judgments we're making about them. What are we, when someone loses weight, what do we think? Are we thinking? Are we saying? God forbid. I think there's a snake up there. Are we saying things like, oh, you look great? And is that appropriate? All right, well, that's it from me this week in my sexy body. Until next week, peace out. Carlos and Fees, I'm Carly Nimmo.